Motorists will see Utah's gas tax increase thanks to an 11th-hour compromise between the Utah House and Senate. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Lawmakers have borrowed from education and universities for years to cover road and bridge repairs. They agreed to end that practice by fixing the 24.5-cent gas tax. Here's Senate President Wayne Niederhauser.
That will help stop this bleeding of education money towards transportation.
But the House and Senate disagreed on the best solution until minutes before the 2015 general session ended. They settled on a new formula. It hikes the tax 5 cents a gallon next year and limits future increases to 40 cents per gallon. Republican Representative Johnny Anderson called it a generational step.
I realize this requires dedicated public service servants to cast a courageous vote. But our children and our grandchildren will thank us for the nerve and our foresight. I encourage you to support this grand compromise.
Lawmakers also gave counties the option of adopting a local sales tax for transportation. Billy Hesterman is vice president of the Utah Taxpayers Association. He criticized lawmakers for not using some of this year's $740 million surplus instead of raising taxes.
They should do it with the money the taxpayers have already given them instead of going back to them and saying we need more.
The new tax is expected to raise about $54 million the first year. Judy Faze, KUER News.